The next coach on the teleconference is Illinois' Tim Beckman. The Illini are 2-1 overall and wrap up non-conference play by hosting Miami, Ohio on Saturday, an 11 a.m. kickoff to appear on BGN. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Really excited about the week of preparation that we had for this football team, and excited to be back at Memorial Stadium playing a home football game. So our players are ready, and we've got three more days to get totally prepared. So we're excited.
Thanks, Coach. This time we'll open up the call to the media.
At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Travis Johnson with Central Daily Times.
I'm not sure if you've heard or read anything yet, but earlier today, the NCAA held a teleconference and released a statement announcing it will begin to gradually restore scholarships to Penn State starting next season, effectively reducing that part of the sanction against the program. I'm wondering if you had an opinion on that, just as it relates to additional student-athletes maybe having the chance to play football and attend college where maybe they normally wouldn't with those scholarships reduced.
You know, I just heard about that. You gave me the information just as you spoke. You know, again, this game of football is about the student-athletes. So anytime that gives opportunities for student-athletes to play, you know, I'm all for it. We coach this game for the student-athlete. We arrive every morning and leave every night knowing that the student-athlete's in mind, you know, to be successful in any avenue that we can create. So I think that would be a definite a good thing for college football.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Andy Coppins with MadTownBadgers.com.
Yeah, Coach, coming off the game against Washington, how important was it for you guys to be able to have that full week to kind of, you know, show your team the lessons that you can learn and not have to focus on another opponent that next week?
I think it's huge, especially with the youth that we have on this team. We've got 80 freshmen and sophomores on this football team, so the opportunity for them to look back at the three previous games, and it just happened to hit for us, too. We break the season up into quarters, and this is the first quarter was done. So, you know, we set the goals that we want to achieve in those first three games. So players got to see those, evaluate them, evaluate themselves, evaluate the way that and the direction that we're heading, and I thought it was very beneficial.
And you mentioned the young guys. Mason Monheim was third going into this last week in tackles in the league. What have you seen from him growth-wise? Obviously, stats don't always tell the whole story.
Well, you know, it's great. Mason last year played for us and had never, you know, as a true freshman, never gone through a winter workout. So when you talk about change in the body and the change in, you know, just experience and those things that, you know, a true freshman really doesn't have, he's able to, you know, create his body, get his body bigger and get it ready for Big Ten football instead of, you know, just graduating from high school. So, you know, he made major strides, as all of our freshmen have, and very proud of our weight staff and Coach Hillman here, because they've definitely done a great job of taking our young players and getting them prepared.
Thanks.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, your offense this year has jumped significantly from the end of last year. Talk about the differences you've seen overall within the offensive scheme.
Well, very, very happy with the way we've played in the first three football games. We've still got a ways to go offensively. I think Coach Cube has come in here along with the offensive staff and kind of established a feel, I guess you'd say, that this football team understands, and offensively we understand what we need to do to be successful, and our kids have bought into that, and that's what has been created around the atmosphere around Champaign, is that you know, our offense believes in what we're doing. And our football team believes in what we're doing, and we're trying to move forward. We've still got a ways to go, but definitely have seen the advantages come from that.
Your next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Coach, are you a big believer in sort of the bye week and what it can do for a team and your chances of success after that?
Teddy, we've got two this year. Matter of fact, we got another one coming up in 2 weeks after our Nebraska football game. So, I think it's advantageous for us just because of the youth of the program. We're playing a lot of freshmen and a lot of sophomores, and I think that opportunity to get them, some time to recoup is huge for them. So, hopefully we'll see, this weekend on how we play after a bye week. I think it's been advantageous for us this first one for sure.
No doubt. Thanks, Ben.
We have time for one more question for Coach.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star one.
All right, Coach, if there are no further questions, we'll let you go. Thank you for joining us, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you very much.